Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 25th of January. Starting off with a newcomer, AEX Gold, and we've got a nice breakout here through the October resistance. That was just shy of 51 pence, and above that, on an end-of-day close basis, hopefully going for an 80 pence target, which is the top of a rising trend channel from the end of July. That could be hit over the next 4 to 6 weeks, so perhaps as soon as the middle of March. And at this stage, only really back below the 50-day moving average and the floor of the channel at 45 pence, really cancelling the buy argument on a technical basis. Stock which has done well, perhaps against the odds, maybe on post-COVID recovery hopes, is Escape Hunt. Here we had a decent break of that late November resistance around 18 pence and peaked around there last month as well. Let's say while we're above 19 pence, the bull argument very much in play. Initial target here, that blue resistance line from January last year up to 28 pence. But if we can clear that on a weekly close basis, maybe at the end of this week or next week, the ultimate target here on a 1 to 2 month time frame could be as high as 42 or 43 pence, which is the top of that rising April trend channel. So looking pretty good at Escape Hunt, effectively just retracing that September October 2019 decline that the shares had in the opposite fashion. Stock which I'm pleased to see is doing well at the moment, GST or GS Technologies. Here we're just approaching the initial target here, which was around 0.35 pence, top of a broadening triangle from the early part of last year. End of day or end of week close through that particular 0.35 area could open up a fresh target for the shares as high as 0.52 or 0.53 pence by the end of February, given the way that we've had such a snap to the upside. And ideally, there's a break today above, or we hold above, the 0.31 pence initial January resistance for the shares. A stock which I wrote about on a fundamental basis on Friday, which seems to be doing rather well today, is My Health Checked PLC. Bit of a mouthful, but there we are. On the daily chart, we've got a rising trend channel from back in December, obviously when the shares has adopted their latest name. So 3.5 pence the target there. If we can get through 3.5 pence on a weekly close basis this week or next week, then we're looking up to the higher parallel resistance line projections up to 5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of March for this situation. At this point, early really well below the floor of the uptrend line there from December, around 2.1 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. But ideally, we hold above the initial resistance for the shares around 2.1, 2.2 pence and head higher from there. Stock which I didn't rejected, in fact, because it's been such a difficult candidate over the recent past. The Nanoco Group, I rejected that at the end of last week. It was obviously a mistake, but we did have a very strong weekly close for the shares up at 12 pence, which was up to late October resistance. Obviously, today has so far blown out to both late September and early October resistance. The basic message here is that above the 200-day moving average at 12.75 pence, we should have some decent follow-through on the upside. Potential target here up to 25 pence, which is a late July resistance line projection. And as I said, ideally, we remain above the 200-day line ahead of 25 pence for the stock. And 25 pence hopefully hit as soon as the end of next month. Market newcomer, which is making, again, a rather counterintuitive splash at the moment, is Nightcap. And here you can see on the daily chart, we've had a little breakthrough, break to the upside. But looking at the hourly chart, it's probably more useful at the moment. And as you'll see, that we've got a decent setup here with the bull flag to start to, the week, and top of channel target there on the hourly chart from last month, or the early part of this month rather, promising a target as high as 26 pence. hopefully by the end of February. The upside value, while we hold above 14 pence, above 14, as high as 26 pence for Nightcap on a technical basis. Another stock which has got a relatively short charting history, but has made a decent impression, is just coming up now. Here we can see that One Heritage Group making very good progress through this that rather ambitious rising trend channel. And the view here is that while we're above Friday's intraday high at 55 pence, the shares could head as high as a late December price channel target or resistance line projection up towards 100 pence by the end of next month. So looking pretty solid there at One Heritage. A stock which has had decent news today in terms of CEO buying in the shares. I think the CEO there are up at 3%, which is a pretty decent starting point there. Wide rising trend channel on the Oracle Power chart. The main support line there from the end of 2019. Really just been waiting for quite a while for the shares to break through 0.6 pence. We can get through 0.6 pence after that logjam that we've had on the daily chart since September. We could see moves towards 0.9 or even up towards the post-2019 resistance at 1.2 pence in the 1 to 2 months that follow. But the bull argument or the recovery argument very much in place while we hold above 0.5 pence on Oracle Power. Stock which doesn't get much airtime here but has done rather well of late is Proton Motor Power Systems. And here we've had a gap through resistance, which is normally a very strong setup. And at least while we're above that old 88 pence June peak from last year, looking towards a top of March trend channel target as high as £1.60 by the end of next month. I suppose the tightest you can make that stop loss there back below today's intraday floor at 95 pence on an end of day close basis. So above 95, looking towards £1.60 for Proton Motor. Requested stock today, and good to see it back, I suppose. We've got Scancell Holdings. A bit disappointing that the shares weren't able to hold above the 15 to 16 or 16 to 17 pence area. There's a resistance line there from the beginning of October running through to 16 pence. So we need a weekly close really above that to open up the prospect of a target at that April resistance line projection as high as 16 pence. But the bull argument very much in place while we hold above that uptrend line from July around the 12 pence level. And that's also the floor of the gap. So above 12 pence, hopefully Scancell still in recovery mode, with 16 pence being the trigger, a momentum trigger for a push to 25 pence. Couple of stocks to go now. The first one relatively illiquid, but doing well today. Tiger Royalties. Covered this before. I think it was in the 0.3s or 0.4, something like that. Current situation breaking to new near-term highs, breaking that 0.68 pence level. And the view is that while we're above the 0.6 pence area and the 20-day moving average just below it, shares could hit as high as 1.8 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back in September. So above 0.6, hopefully up towards 1.8 pence over the next 1 to 2 months on Tiger Royalties. Finishing off with a stock which was which has always been looking rather good on a technical basis and apparently also on a fundamental basis. The big jump here, or the big plus here, was breaking the one penny area. At that point, the target was then up to 2 pence. We've easily cleared that. And now above the floor of the gap at 1.9 pence, we're looking as high as 4 pence, which is a late August resistance line projection. That could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So above 1.9 on Zephyr Energy, looking towards 4 pence. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.